Welcome to the new NADX. NADX stands for NAD Experiment, NAD Experiment. No, it's not a perverted podcast. It actually stands for Never Accept Darkness Experiment. And what it is we're finding new patterns in the system and changing the game. I want to pick apart the brain of life and dig deep. Pick up the broken pieces and build a masterpiece. And simply what that means is I would like to put out some things for you guys to hear, some of the things that you already know and some of the things that you should know and maybe some of the things that you don't want to know, exposing the media and different websites and articles and truth and putting some everyday practices into perspective and just kind of having some fun with it. First of all, I just want to introduce myself if you don't already know me already. I'm Dan Nelson, and I host the NAD Reflections YouTube show, NAD Reflections on YouTube, and kind of same idea, just in video form, but I wanted to try this and see how this goes. Here I have with me a co-host for the day, my very best friend, Corey. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Well, I'm Corey Roach. You might have seen me on a few of Dan's videos, i.e. the 127 minutes and the, you know, a NAD Reflections episode. And I'll be here as his co-host to kind of give my opinion and my, you know, foresay on what, you know, what he's talking about and just go on from there.
Why are you touching me?
I thought it was part of the show.
It's not. It's not part of the show yet. We haven't gotten that close yet.
Well, you did not disclose that in the agreement.
I'm just saying, like, you could probably leave foreplay out of this.
Okay. For now.
We're going to try to keep this as clean as possible. Again, when you have an opinion, and we're just going to kind of let things flow. We want to have fun with it. We're not too rehearsed. We want to keep it pretty unfiltered. But definitely keep your kids away from the computer, and definitely try to remember that we're going to have an unbiased opinion. And if we do have a biased opinion, at least hopefully one of us counteracts that opinion with our belief. This is about opinions and beliefs and a little added touch of humor, although I don't think anybody really thinks I'm funny anymore.
I mean, I think you're funny.
Well, you know, I mean people in general.
Well,
I mean, I've heard things that it's, you know, like rumors that that NAD comedy is no longer comedy, so we should change the name to... Well, I changed the name anyway, so there we go. I did that.
I mean, gotta give people what they want, I guess.
You do not. And that's, I mean, a good note right there is to just, it's just never give people what they want. Although, I don't think anybody would listen to this if it was just completely like, well, I mean, it's definitely going to be random.
Yeah,
I mean,
definitely random.
That's what podcasts do. I'm just trying this out. I mean, I paid for this site, and we only get 30 minutes, so there's that. So you don't have to listen to my voice any longer than 30 minutes, even though I would like to go on for... I could go on for hours.
I mean, we both go on for hours.
Well, I'm talking about the podcast, not what we do outside of the podcast.
I thought we were talking about personal issues.
But we're not back on the personal issues.
Okay.
You can remove your hand.
Oh, yep. That's my hand.
That is a nipple.
Oh.
Whoa.
Got a little hard there.
Okay. Well, let's keep it directed at the subject of the day. Each podcast, like I said, going to be about 30 minutes long. We wasted about 45 minutes already with the introduction, but that's what we needed to do just to get you a little used to our voices and what we're about. No, we're not gay. That's not what we're about. Are we gay? To other people, we might be gay, but to ourselves, we're just exploring our sexuality as human beings when we do the nonsense that we do.
God's sons.
It's God's... Wow, we went real controversial right away. Actually, the topic of today is the nature of existence. I want to talk a lot about, or at least a little bit, as much as we can cram into 30 minutes, because that's all the site allows... about the nature of existence. Some of you may or may not have listened to the or watched the video on Netflix. Yeah, I'm already plugging sites. Netflix has the documentary on the nature of existence and what people feel, you know, where we came from and, like, why we're here. And this is extremely controversial, kind of a weird way to start off the first show, but we kind of just want to boldly put ourselves out there and put ourselves in a place of vulnerability and...
make ourselves known.
Well, yeah, make...
an identity for us.
Yes. Wow, you are pumped up. By the way, why did you wear the superhero costume?
I thought it was in the manuscript. I thought it was there.
Well, you don't have to wear costumes. Nobody can see us.
That's true.
I'm completely dressed appropriately. I feel like boxers and a busted tee is fine. What's busted tee?
I think you have one nip showing.
Did I make that up?
You might have just made that up.
Like, is it for women that are fully bust?
Or it could be if they're pregnant and, you know, the water just busted. I don't know.
Well, that's gross.
It could be.
Why would anybody want to wear one of those?
Well, you know, there's some of those women that like to, you know, do the extraordinary and, you know, give birth in bathtubs and...
Oh, well, I will not be partaking in that.
You got a hole in your slipper.
I just noticed that there's a hole in my slipper. I should not have wore these.
I might have put that in there last night. I'm sorry.
Very unprofessional. Yeah, so let's put it out there because we're already 7 minutes, 6-7 minutes in. Well, I just want to say, have you seen the video that I'm talking about, the show?
I've seen it on Netflix, but I haven't watched it.
You've seen it? You have read the title? And you've decided that you know all the answers.
I decided to put my Netflix membership on hold for the time being.
Okay, well, I can appreciate that. Well, let me just kind of give you the gist of what is going on here in a nutshell. There are different organizations and religious groups and different ideologies and beliefs. And obviously, our forefathers have laid out a map of where we have came from, you know, more frequent history than, you know, far off. And nobody can really speak for, you know, ages and ages ago. We just have scrolls and different books and different things that kind of lead us back to our past. But nobody really knows exactly where we originated from. And this documentary is kind of opening up those ideologies and beliefs and kind of exposing different people's backgrounds and different people's opinions and beliefs and kind of putting out there for everybody to kind of fight or argue, if you will, over the, you know, different structures and different patterns in our existence. And I, for one, just want to say real quick, there have been some crazy beliefs out there, and I just want to, you know, I want to boldly ask you, where do you think that we came from? Where do you think, what are your beliefs? Because
I honestly believe that we came from God, created from Adam and Eve, and, you know, came off of them, pretty much. That's what I honestly believe.
Okay. Very, very scripted. If you would put the piece of paper away, I appreciate it. Just don't read. No, I told you not to prepare for this. This is totally unprepared. No, I can appreciate that value, that belief. Of course, a lot of arguments against it. And I, for one, don't want to divulge what my belief is just yet. I kind of want to throw some of the other ones out there that we had. You getting texts and stuff already? I just want to say that, wow, even that alone, like, technology has, it's vast. And the way that we communicate now is so different. But I guess that's another day. But some of the beliefs, and you will not believe some of the beliefs. There's an actual church. Did you know this? Like, well, I don't, you know, an actual organization that is specifically mapped out for Satanists. Like, there's a headmaster. There's a guy that is totally connected to hell in some way. He believes that he's the spokesperson for hell. And my mind is blown. I mean, I don't even know what to say about something like that. I mean, I thought that was my ex-girlfriend.
Could be.
Takes different forms. No, but there was this other guy on there, and you know, Holmes Stonehenge or whatever, Stonehenge,
yeah.
Where they think it was, you know, like, laid out by aliens.
Yeah.
Well, some people believe that it was laid out by, like, King Arthur.
Hmm.
And his men and stuff like that. And other people believe that it was just, it's always been there, you know, since the beginning of time. But Stonehenge is, like, you know, one of those things where, like, you know, stones are, like, perfectly laid and supposedly no human being could have laid them. Let me just tell you something really quick. Like, we built huge things. I mean, I don't get how it's so hard to believe that those can have been placed there. by normal people. I mean, it's not even that organized. I mean,
What did we build? We built practically New York City.
Yeah.
Look at that. Look at New York City.
Yeah, but I feel like New York City has always been there.
I mean, it might have been. You never know. I mean, I've seen an episode of something on the Discovery Channel where they made a man-made island just to create a airport on. Just for a planet. So, because Japan has, like, I guess, too many, obviously people, but, you know, the airport wasn't big enough to accommodate all the airplanes, so they made a man-made island to build another airport on and a runway. That way they can fit it on there.
So Japan, so what we got out of this is Japan has too many people.
I think that was already... Oblivious.
Yeah.
Not oblivious.
Established.
Established.
Yes. I mean, I don't even want to go, wow. I don't even want to go into, but good points. Good points. I mean, a lot of man-made stuff out there. And I guess what I'm getting at is some of the stuff that is so complex that people make, try to make sound so complex is just so simple.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's so simple. Like, you don't have to idolize a rock or a stone or look at monuments as such a sacred thing in order to backtrack your human being. You know, the fact that we are here, you know, all amounts to... Like, there was a legitimate guy that dressed up as King Arthur. By the way, he was a biker. Okay, he was a motorcyclist and in a biker gang, I'm assuming. He dressed the part. I don't want to judge. But during the interview, he changed his clothes and put on a robe with a crown. And I believe at the time he had a sword and everything. Like, he was legit as dressed up as you are right now for the show.
Good taste.
I mean, yeah, good taste.
A man with good taste.
Not as great of an Iron Man outfit, but...
I mean, to each his own.
Which, by the way, why did you wear Iron Man pants, like metal, and then the top half is like... Is that a wand? Are you a pixie?
I felt like diversifying.
Diversity is what we're going for.
I don't want to single out one cause. I understand. I want to explore the options.
Yeah. Exploration. That's awesome.
Exactly.
But why the wings?
Tinkerbell deserves justice.
Well,
that's all I got to say.
All I'm saying is...
She gets no justice around here anymore.
I don't even remember you buying that.
That's because you were asleep.
You made it.
I did.
You made it. I can tell you made it.
You caught me.
I mean,
my sewing kit's right behind you, so.
Well, that, and plus I'm missing a lot of things, like.
Well, your pants made good wings, all right? They're nice, thick
you
wings.
You really gotta stop making things.
And your shirt.
They're terrible.
Your shirt's a good bra.
Like, I usually support creativeness, but you just, you gotta watch what you do.
Don't judge me.
Well, I'm just saying, like, maybe, like, back off.
Well, you know.
And quit going through my things.
Okay. Fair enough.
Well, so this guy, okay, and by the way, this religion that I'm talking about with this guy, with the King Arthur, blah, 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 and Stonehenge, he was speaking of, because in the backdrop, they had this big mountain, and in the mountain, they cut out and outlined a god, like a big guy, but the thing is the guy was naked, and he had an erection.
Well.
Can I say erection on here?
I think you can.
Okay. So they outlined an erection. And when asked, what is up with the erect, you know, blah, 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 he said that sexuality is a big part, which holds true, is a big part of our existence.
It is. It truly is.
And it is. And they worship that exact monument of our existence. That exact, like, that is the pinnacle of why we simply are.
Hmm.
That's their belief. So when asked, like, where we came from, blah, 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 you know,
sex.
And which is true, because that's the one thing that scientists obviously can prove with lots of evidence in our lifetime is that we came from sex, that we simply, you know, our parents got together and did
the dirty deed.
The Macarena, the dirty deed.
The dusty salsa?
Well, then, when I was doing the Macarena, I thought that's what... I've had a lot of girlfriends break up with me.
That was just an awkward day for both of us.
Well, I tried to do it with, you know, the one-arm, two-arm shebang.
Whatever floats your boat. I
thought that the electric slide was only for Foreplay.
Foreplay? Well, you know, I heard a lot of Foreplay last night.
I was wondering why it was popular at most dances. And as soon as I heard that it was coming on, I got nervous.
It's probably why a lot of teenagers get pregnant in school.
And went straight to the bathroom.
Especially on prom night.
I don't even know what the electric slide is to this day.
I mean, well, I don't know, but...
Could you show me what the electric slide is?
Tonight at dawn.
Tonight at dawn. Dusk. Tonight at dusk. We sound credible. Tonight at dawn.
Dusk is for the moon.
Dusk is for the moon.
And the rooster's cackle.
And the cackle.
Of the rooster.
I feel like... I feel like sex is a huge, obviously, part of our existence. And that's kind of where they leave it be. Like, they feel like the god... their god that they worship, I want to say, has created sex is the way to be, the way to create life, the way that we are is simply by having sex, and obviously that's part of it.
Yeah.
But they don't really go much further than that. They feel like the reason that we are here, and maybe it's true, is just to procreate. Just to have babies and keep having babies and to keep going. And I mean, I can't really counteract the idea of sex equals, you know, but I feel like life is more important than that and can't be justified by that act alone.
Yeah.
I do like, however, how the one guy said, without sex, your religion is nothing. Because without sex within your religion, which a lot of people, especially the guy that's very, he's an evangelical priest, he's very gung-ho on, like, explaining to people the practices of the Bible in the Old Testament, by the way. He powerfully comes at you with the Old Testament and boldly puts it in your face and tries to use it as a tool of scaring you into Christianity, which I don't support, because I'm not for just using one part of the Bible as opposed to the other or not, and taking things out of context. But he said that sex is an act of the devil, and well, with the exception of the fact that if you're married, then sex is imminent, that it's part of your sanctity. But sex out of wedlock is, of course, the act of the devil. And then when asked about masturbation, can I say masturbation?
This is
my show.
I'm already doing it.
Well, hands off. And by the way, it's not polite to touch me there without my permission.
I'm sorry.
Again. But he said masturbation is the act of a devil. And he says that masturbation is homosexuality, because you're having sex...
I mean, if you look at it that way, I guess.
With yourself.
You're pleasuring yourself.
So you're touching your own schwank.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's what he feels like. That's part of, like, you know, he feels like that is homosexuality, which one can argue, well, how else do you go? I mean, I've heard my friends have, like, not you, of course, but other friends in the past. They haven't died. That's not why they're friends of the past. They're just not here right now. But I've had some friends, like, tell me about different horror stories of trying to pleasure themselves without actually touching themselves.
Huh.
And I don't want to get into that as much, but I definitely want to say that vacuum was never a good idea.
Yeah, that seems like it'll leave a pretty nasty place.
Like, I mean, you know, it gives blowjobs a whole new meaning.
Definitely.
I mean, I had a girlfriend. No, I won't even go there. I'm just trying to keep it clean. But just, who would do that?
I mean, you have to be very explorative to want to...
I feel like
use a vacuum.
I feel like it's the future, though.
They got penis pumps. Can I say penis pump?
Penis. You can say penis pump.
They got those out there.
You cannot say anything derogatory about the penis pump, other than that they exist.
It's definitely not as powerful as a vacuum cleaner, but they got those out there.
Well, I wouldn't know the difference. I don't think. No, listen, guys. Okay, I guess we're getting kind of off track. So the whole idea is behind masturbating is a sin, supposedly, to some and actually to many. And then others say, and like I said, like this one guy said, not the evangelical priest, but the guy before that I was talking about, said that without sex, your religion will die. And simply what he meant by that is without sex within your religion will not be passed on, because you are not having sex. So some of the smaller religions that kind of, like, you know, kind of can't get their momentum going are because those religions like to stipulate or cut off sex completely. And when you think about it, you're not procreating, so therefore you're not creating new life in place of yours. And eventually the religion dies off, because without sex, there's no way to keep the tradition going.
Yeah.
And I think that that was the biggest thing that I was trying to get out of that, with the exception of vacuums are very dangerous household appliances.
When used inappropriately.
Inappropriately. But they don't really say on the thing what they're used for.
Maybe they should put those on there.
I think for people like me that have a lot of questions, they should map it out.
At least have a little special instruction manual.
An instruction manual, but I like maps more than anything. Like legit, like treasure hunting type maps and pictures. Picture books.
Well, now I know what to do for your birthday next year.
Are amazing. Yes, please do that, because the last time when you guys gave me a birthday party and I didn't know what to do with those candles, I'm sorry.
You look pretty frightened.
Yeah, well, confused. It's scary any time that you put something that lights on fire in your bum.
I mean, you know.
I thought they were fire.
You're 25 now. We thought you might want to try something new.
Well, you know, I appreciate you hiding yourself in the cake, but I did not like when you popped out.
That's why we're friends.
Well, you scared me.
I'm sorry.
And that's not...
It's your birthday.
Well, thank you.
It's a surprise.
Let's see. Okay, so we got about 10 minutes left. Let's see. Well, basically, wow, I guess this is it's a huge subject. I want to get out there. I don't even want to say what I believe. Not because I don't care what people think about what I believe, but I do back where you say that we came from. I do believe in the Bible. I believe that the Bible was always taken out of context. I believe that the Bible is misunderstood. I believe that the meaning behind the Bible is definitely far more vast than what anybody can ever comprehend. But at the same time, and I just want to say this, my dad said this to me, and it kind of sticks with me, and I think it holds true. The Bible, when you read it, and as a Christian, I would like to say as a Christ follower, if I can, as a Christ follower, when you read the Bible speaks to each of us differently.
Yeah.
If I opened your Bible right now, I would see highlights in different areas. I would see circles and different passages underlined, and I would get a good idea about where your faith comes from, about where your faith is underlined and highlighted. And my point is the Bible always speaks to us in a different manner, and I would never push that on anyone. And I could never push my religion on anyone, because the way that things speak to me, the way that things speak to you, are vastly different. And I feel like our beliefs are always going to be our own beliefs, and I feel like sharing them, great, pushing them on people, it's a bad idea. And the whole idea behind existence, there's never going to be one answer.
Nope.
Never. And nobody knows where we came from. There's beliefs, and you can say, I know in my heart this.
That's your belief.
Yeah. But also, and we'll get into this another day, beliefs are governed from the second that we were born all the way up till now. I've been around for 25 years. In those 25 years, I can map where each belief came from.
Yep.
I can tell you what influenced me to believe the way that I believe. And I've never had the same experiences as you or somebody else. I mean, we could share some experiences. But in a nutshell, we're not the same people.
Yeah, exactly.
And I... Move your hand again.
I'm sorry.
Okay. And I just feel like we share a lot of things. And I think that the idea of existence is now.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about what happened back then and brought us here. Because that's the thing. As humans, we're always trying to find answers. We're always... And the day that we don't have any more questions, we're dead.
You just pretty much need to focus on your path leading forward, not back.
Yeah, and the message I kind of like to always give people is, it's always good to know where you came from. Don't forget your history or it'll repeat yourself, blah, 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 blah. But the thing is don't constantly be reminded of what you did wrong. Don't constantly try to think about how you're going to fix it. Live for the moment, because the moment is literally the only thing that you have as much control over. And the thing that you want to leave out of the moment is control.
And if you are that type of person to pretty much, you know, you dwell on the past, you dwell on all the wrong you've done, or you regret doing some things, use that as a teaching tool for what moving forward. Look back what you did wrong, and then don't make that same mistake again when you're going forward.
Yes. Basically, the past is not a punishment. And it's definitely not a way to look at what you're doing wrong and constantly make those mistakes. The past, and my past, and your past, is a how-to book.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. It's literally a how to do this right or wrong. and how to go on to the next. And at age 25, and you're how?
22.
And 22, you're going to have a lot of experiences that will leave you, you know, guessing and asking. But the thing that remains important is to always believe in who you currently are. And quit trying to match who you were. Quit trying to match your weight from 3 years ago. Quit trying to make yourself be that person that you were. And quit thinking too far into the future. Quit looking at what you could be. And start being what you are.
Exactly.
Because if you're always trying to be that person that you want to be, you're missing out on the person that you already are. And I think that that's the message here today, is the idea of existing is, yes, find those answers. And yes, have those questions. But currently be the best that you can be with what you have. And quit trying to achieve more. And that's not to say be without goals. Definitely have goals. Obtain goals and exceed those goals. The only way to do that, though, is to currently use the tools that you already have.
Yep.
And to use your unlimited resources, to use everything around you to your advantage, to have contacts, to network, to be a part of connecting with people's lives, and to offer things to them, and for them to offer things to you. Quite like your get up right now, the way that you express yourself. I still do not get your costume.
I mean, Iron Man likes Tinkerbell.
I tried to understand it. Like, they both fly, obviously very different genres.
Oh, yeah. Well, One man made.
The
other one was born a pixie.
Very good. Very, congratulations. Here I'm wearing boxers and a busted tee, and you're wearing diversity. And by the way, you didn't even know what topic we were talking about today.
Did not.
So the fact that you wore that.
I thought this was a ice cream commercial.
It is. It's kind of now that you ice cream.
I mean, it's delicious.
It's delicious. You're pulling out ice cream. Okay. That's melted ice cream that he has.
I've had it for 3 days.
Ladies and gentlemen, 3 days. Old ice cream. I think it's outstanding that you dressed the part. But anyway, guys, kind of got to wrap this up. Our time is near. I really appreciate you listening to our first. This is kind of like, a test. Also an experiment in itself. But we hope to get better. But we also hope that you gain some knowledge out of this. We kind of went all over the place. Ice cream, boners, pixies, fairies, Iron Man, and existence. But the idea behind it all is to kind of get a grasp on who you are.
Yep.
To maybe question yourself more. Were you going to say something?
No.
Okay. No. You're just eating your ice cream. But the idea is to kind of get you thinking about why are you here, but also to apply yourself more. And that's really the way that I would like to end it.
Yeah.
You know, that's...
That's what you say. Be you.
I always say be you. Become the best version of yourself and be yourself. And I heard somebody else say, don't try to be somebody else. They're already taken.
Exactly.
And you can't be anybody else. So quit idolizing celebrities. We'll talk about this at a different point. Quit idolizing leaders of the past, leaders of the present. I mean, it's great to have idols in the sense that they push you to be better at what you do. But quit trying to emulate everyone else. And I've had identity crisis, and it took me a long time to find my voice and who I am. But I'm comfortable now. And I hope by this show and by NAB Reflections and this NAD experiment that we can never accept darkness, and that together, collectively, we can find as people who we are and what our purpose is. And I will help you guys the best that I can. And hopefully Corey will do the same. And we'll be back once a week, every week with a podcast. Corey, do you have anything really, really quick to say before we get to go? Because it's going to cut off. Really quick.
I love ice cream.
Awesome. Okay, this has been NADX, NAD Experiment. You can follow me on Twitter at the same name, at NADX. You can go on YouTube and watch my past YouTube videos on NAB Reflections. The link is here on the site. And again, we're going to be here once a week, every week, reflecting upon the week and our ideas and just a whole lot of good fun. And that's it. I hope that you guys enjoyed this, and we'll see you next week.
Later.
Later, ninjas.